FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's May 29th, 2018. First 5 months of the year gone in the flash, in the blink of an eye. Well, what's really going on out there? First, as always, join the fun, join the show. Love getting your emails. First thing in the morning, reading them. There were a bunch today. I'm a little bit behind, but keep sending them to kl@kerrylutz.com. So where are we heading? What is the trend saying? Is the trend your friend, or can you fight the trend? Well, here's Mr. Trends Journal himself. I'm talking about our good friend, Gerald Celente. Gerald, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Kerry. And boy, this is really a time for some financial survival, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. That's for sure. So what are we supposed to do here? The future seems very uncertain. Stock market seems to be dead in its tracks. Real estate maybe is getting a bit toppy. What is Joe Sixpack supposed to do now, Gerald?
Boogie before the lights go out, because tomorrow is iffy.
Yeah, well, the future...
that's about it, you know. And really, it's you know, you better enjoy life, because the people in charge are screwing it up at every level, and you name the country. It's the, you know, when I was a kid, they had the Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus. It was the greatest show on earth. Welcome to the greatest freak show on earth. You know, name the country, name the freak. Macron, May, Merkel. We got them here. We had Trump. We got Obama. We got Clinton. We got Bushes. We got, you know, it's again, go look what's going on in Italy. That's a big one to watch, by the way, Kerry. And this could be very, it could crash the euro. Euro's already now at a 10-month low. They can't raise interest rates. They're in negative territory, and they weren't going to raise them until 2019. They're still supporting the European economy with QE, $30 billion worth of bond buying, both corporate and government bonds, a month, down from 60 billion euros. And now with Italy and the turmoil going on over there, this is really serious. And there's also problems in Spain. They're calling for a re-election, a new election. And Rajoy's not popular at all. And the one about Italy is so really important, because when you look at the formation of the five-star movement, Cinque Stelle and the Lega, the League in the North, emerging and being having more votes than any other group in parliament, and they basically have similar agendas, and they don't like that in the globalized world. Could you imagine the nerve of the Italians, the gall, that they want to maintain their identity? Why, how dare they? You know, me being a Napolitano, I understand this perfectly. You know, Napolitano born in the Bronx. But here the Italians, they want to pull out of the euro. They did the eurozone, and the euro group has only made the people poorer, increased inflation dramatically. I remember when it happened back in 2002. I was in Italy when the euro came on, and in January of that year, and now you have this clown over there that's the president that's just supposed to do what the majority wants. And he had the nerve not to accept the finance minister that they wanted to bring in that's against the euro. So now what has he done? He brought in a prime minister from the IMF.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the International Mafia Federation. And this is a big one. Because this could either be the beginning of a renaissance or the beginning of a revolution. And the Italian people have had it, just like they've had it in Germany and in Austria. You know, and by the way, they're all talking about the refugee and the migrant crisis. No one wants to talk about how it started.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama. You know, folks, we're going to, I don't like what's going on over there in Libya, and we're going to get rid of that guy Gaddafi, because I don't like the way he's treating his people. A little boy that plays basketball, shoots pool, and couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, starts a war, destroys the most prosperous nation in Africa,
mm-hmm.
turned it into a hellhole. Oh, and what was Gaddafi doing? He had made a deal with Berlusconi in Italy and others that mm-hmm. no migrants will be coming through Tripoli.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he warned them, you get rid of me, you're going to have a refugee and migrant crisis you can't handle. And then Obama, the arrogant Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, after he hires the, I guess we call them rebels, the murderers to overthrow Gaddafi, he helps send them into Syria. Mm-hmm. Over 500,000 Syrians dead. Since 2011. I can't understand why there's a migrant and a refugee crisis. Oh, folks, how about that troop surge in Afghanistan? You go to Europe, what do you see? You see Syrians, Afghanistans, Iraqis, and all the people flooding out of Africa that can't find work. And people leaving their countries because they've been destroyed. So now the Italians want to get rid of the migrants that are there illegally, as Austria has done, Germany wants to do, but nobody talks about the why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's off the news.
Yeah, they forgot all about that. And people need to be reminded why it happened, don't they?
And the murder of Bush, starting a war based on lies. And you see all these tough cops out there. You see how they beat that girl up over there in Jersey on Sunday? Because she backtalked them, and they actually were doing breathalyzers on the beach. You want to talk about taking the fun out of life? These little clowns. Hey, boys. Hey, tough guys. How come you don't go after the big ones? You don't go after the banksters that rob all our money? No. But you guys that couldn't pick up a chick in high school or play basketball or make any of the teams, you got your badge on and you get tough with everybody, don't you? But boy, did they bow down to the big guys as they beat up we the little people.
Yeah, that they do. That they do. Well, cops are in a no-win position anyway. And sometimes they don't do things to help that situation out much.
Well, sure. We become a militarized country.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think? I mean, nobody talks about, oh, this kid blew up these people in high school, blah, 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 blah. How about the United States killing millions of people? On and 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 on.
Mm, yeah.
And how about the movies? How about the video games? They sell violence constantly. So, of course, the cops like violence.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them get into it because they're in that trip. I mean, look at the one video a week it's coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting people. You know, when I was a kid, they didn't do that.
Mm. That's very true. I mean, look, there was always conflict with the police. Nobody likes to get stopped for speeding or minor infractions and harassed, really. And that's just so the state can raise revenue. I mean, that's all the cops are there for in many jurisdictions. It's just to raise money for the state.
You got it. I'm over here in Kingston, between Kingston and Woodstock. It's like a 15-minute ride. And there's this Route 28. In 15 minutes on Sunday, four cop cars pulled over people because you're getting off the New York State Thruway and you're going like 70, 75.
Mm-hmm.
And then you all of a sudden it's 45 miles an hour.
Right.
When you get off and they're pulling people over for speeding. What a nice way to start your holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a ticket. And like you said it, they got to make the money so they have these ridiculous pensions that they have, all these benefits. Mm-hmm. So they got to keep bringing in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back to the wars and what's going on in the economy, nobody brings, they don't. Where were you? How many drinks did you have? Put your hand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. You know, But boy, they let the murderers that start wars based on lies that are right in front of us. You, the banksters that get convicted of fraud, and nobody goes to jail. The cops don't get tough with them, boy, for breaking the law. Only we, the little people.
Mm.
So going back to Italy, what's going on over there, this is the beginning of a revolution. The people are not going to tolerate this. And this could really crash the euro. If the euro goes down, the dollar's going to go up. Not because the dollar's strong, but because all the other currencies are so weak. And as the dollar gets stronger, Kerry, you're going to start seeing the emerging markets start to unravel as they already are.
Right.
Because they have about $7 trillion in debt, and a lot of that's dollar-denominated debt. The stronger the dollar goes, the weaker their currencies go, the more they have to pay back. And you're looking now, what, you got a 40% interest rate over there in Argentina trying to stop the inflation? Look what's going on with the Turkish lira. It's at an all-time low against the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So the dollar will go up, and then gold is going to start to go up too, because people are going to start to lose faith in currencies again, right?
Absolutely. And again, I don't give financial advice, but we're telling our subscribers, and you know, I've been saying this now, over 4 years. Gold has to break over 1450.
Mm-hmm.
First breakout's 1385, then 1450. After 1450, a Bitcoin bounce is going to fly up. And we're also looking at only a downside risk if gold is around 1,300. The lowest we see it going is 1,200. And that's a very small risk in this kind of market. So we believe that gold is still the ultimate safe haven asset.
And of course, silver as well, right?
Silver follows, you know. Silver doesn't lead, but it follows, sure.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of when, effectively, and watching the world unravel. What about what's happening in Asia? Asia's kind of taken a back seat now. Nobody's really focusing on it much, but stuff's happening there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the Chinese are, you know, the economy's slowing down a bit, and they have a debt to GDP ratio of about 300. And there's a lot of problems in India going on now too. And again, as oil prices go up, they're very oil dependent. Mm-hmm. And that really takes a big hit out of the economy. Of course, oil prices have backed off. You know, Brent has backed off $5 from its high, but it's still at $75, and they're very dependent on it. You're having a lot of labor unrest going on in India, and it could become quite explosive. So, and you also have problems in Indonesia with their currency being devalued because of the stronger dollar. And again, the dollar is getting stronger, not because of the strength of the economy, because our economy is just doing so-so. And again, the only reason the markets keep going up at any level is all record-level stock buybacks, thanks to the Trump's tax cuts that benefited, according to the Tax Policy Center, 82% of the benefits went to the 1%.
Right.
So you're looking now at stock buybacks and merger and acquisition activity at this time of the year. This short, you mentioned we've gotten about 5 months out.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the biggest buybacks and merger and acquisition activity in a shorter period since they've been recording this.
Yeah. Definitely. So it's all been for the 1%, but some of the people, working folks have done okay on it. They're getting a tax cut. They're getting bonuses, and companies are hiring people again and expanding investment in the U.S. to some extent, aren't they?
To some extent, but again, the majority is going into stock buybacks and merger and acquisition activity and also dividends. And when you look at the numbers yes, they're creating jobs, but they're jobs in slave landia. You know, we're working for the multinationals. And you have, when you look at the increases in wages, I mean, they're not keeping up with inflation in the real world. And when you look at, by the way, the Trump tax cut, again, according to the Tax Policy Center, average family got what? $930.
Mm-hmm.
And the rise in gas prices have eaten that half of that out already.
Mm.
I just got a notice. We don't have speakers. Are we still on?
Yep, we are still on. All good. So, anyways, so look, when you see what's happening, Gerald, and you know, yeah, I mean, of course, the rich are always getting the benefit. Of course, are we going to see any kind of rally or economic expansion?
Well, the economy's going. What you see is what you got. But the country cannot take higher interest rates. So what's going on in Europe and what's going on in the other currencies, I don't think they're going to raise interest rates. They can't. If the euro starts going down more and the United States keeps raising interest rates, you're going to see a panic go on around the world. So that's going to be good for the economy. Because if interest rates go up too high, you're going to start seeing cutbacks in real estate. You know, the mortgage, you know, I just refinanced something and 5% rate. When I first bought the building, the rate was 3.25.
Mm-hmm.
So 5% is a big jump up to from, you know, two percentage points up. It's a big hike. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that when you look at real wages, when you look at the money going mostly to the top, the rising interest rates isn't going to only hurt the equity markets. It'll hurt the consumers. But what's going on in Europe now, I don't think they're going to be very aggressive in their interest rate spikes. They won't be able to because they'll crash the other currencies. And so right. I think we're going to have an economy that's basically more of the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with global turmoil.
Right.
And that goes back to gold again. And I think that regardless of the dollar getting stronger, this time there's going to be other factors that make gold more attractive, regardless of what interest rates are in the United States or what the dollar's doing.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you for sure on that, Gerald. And it's going to take one little event to set it all off, right?
I agree with you. And what's happening in Italy may be that event. I mean, you look at the reaction in the equity markets from that. I mean, you know, this wasn't making the news. You know, they had the elections in March. They didn't form this thing until, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And now they have a guy in there that says, no, you can't select who you want. And they're saying that this is anti-constitutional. They're very much against it. So this is going to be, oh, and again, you just had a huge rallies in Berlin over the weekend.
Right.
What's going on in Austria? The people are tiring of the euro and the eurozone. All it is doing, it's consolidating the revenues and profits for the banksters and the multinationals, and the people don't want it anymore.
For good reason, too. Well, we're going to see a lot more of this develop in the months ahead, Gerald, which is why people need to start subscribing to Trends Journal if you don't already.
Yes, thank you very much, because, you know, we're not getting the news. It's not even fake news. It's dumbed down junk news. You know, hey, did you hear about Stormy Daniels? What's she doing today? How about that attorney of hers, you know? the Russians, what are they hacking now? You know, they went into our 2016. And all they're doing is giving us garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, the other one to watch closely is Iran. Mm-hmm. The anti-Iranian rhetoric keeps heating up in the United States. It's heating up in with Syria and between Syria and, of course, Iran's in Syria and Israel. And Israel's saying that they will not allow Iran to be based in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States, of course, Trump has pulled out of the agreement, the nuclear agreement, going back to oil prices. Mm-hmm. If there is a shock in the Middle East, watch oil prices skyrocket. If oil prices go to $100 a barrel, kiss the economy goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And gold, go back to 2008 when oil was $150 a barrel. Then the market crashed and it was the beginning of the big gold rally. And we're in that kind of situation again. Oh, something also very interesting. You know, the clown prince could you imagine somebody a crown prince? Yeah, grow up. crown prince. Became a prince because a princess kissed a frog and the frog became a prince. The mafia over there in Saudi Arabia, that guy that they had over here, bringing him all over to meet Oprah and Bloomberg and all the tech people, Gates. And
sure.
Anyway, you haven't seen him since he went back to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. This isn't making the news. This guy was in the news virtually every day.
Correct.
Correct.
Do you remember when one day at the end of April, they said that there was a toy drone flying over the palace over there in Saudi Arabia, then a lot of gunfire?
Yep, I remember that. And that it was supposedly, fireworks or something. It wasn't really a coup. It wasn't really a coup effort. It was a drone or something that they started shooting out of the sky.
That's right. He hasn't been seen since.
Very true.
And they say he's either been assassinated or he's critically injured.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to, he had that palace coup several months ago, and we wrote in the Trends Journal when it happened that there's going to be blowback from this. What do you think? He's going to let this guy do what he wants? The people that he's affecting are going to fight back. Right. And so this is very big. Because Saudi Arabia, of course, is also destroying Yemen. They need oil prices, according to the IMF. It used to be $100 a barrel. Now it's down to about $87 for their economy to break even.
Mm-hmm.
So they need higher oil prices.
Yeah.
And if higher oil prices come in, the economy can't take it. Already nationally, according to the Bloomberg survey, in the United States, gas prices are $3 a gallon. According to Morgan Stanley, that pulled out $28 billion out of the retail sector that went into the gas tank.
Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a trend that is having an effect, which is why you got to go over to trendsjournal.com, subscribe to Gerald's publication. It's been, how long have you been doing it now for, Gerald?
1980.
It's one of the longest running newsletters out there, giving alternative news, trying to tell you what's really happening, not what the so-called fake news or whatever the heck it is these days. I could come up with some other choice tidbits for it. So it's really important that you get informed. Trendsjournal.com. Hey, you got a question for Gerald, myself, make my day, send me an email. I'm only about 30, 40 behind right now. We answer all of them to some extent, I promise. And the Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz and the Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Gerald, thanks so much for coming on. It's always great hearing your wisdom.
Well, thank you for having me. And I really encourage everybody to stay tuned to your broadcast, because this is a time for financial survival, and it may be a time for human survival as well if we let things keep going the way they are. So thank you.
Thank you. Amen to that, Gerald. You be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.